This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This weekend in Burlington, the Peace and Justice Center is holding an event to honor Migrant Justice. That's a group that works with Vermont's community of migrant farm workers, trying to get them access to transportation, health care, and safe working conditions. Author and Vermonter Julia Alvarez will be at the Peace and Justice Center event reading from her new book, and she joins us now on the line. Julia Alvarez, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Well, it's wonderful to be speaking to you, Mitch.
Now, you've been interested in Vermont's migrant community for a number of years, and your book, Return to Sender, is about the friendship between the child of a migrant worker in Vermont and a Vermont farm kid. Why did you want to tell that particular story?
Well, when I came to Vermont, to Middlebury College as a student back in the 1970s, as a matter of fact, I looked it up on the census, how many Latinos were in Vermont there, and it just had an N-A. I would tell my Latino friends that I was coming to the Latino compromise state of Vermont. As a matter of fact, the census in the year 2000 said there were 5,504 people of Latino or Hispanic origin in Vermont. And, you know, that's how much you get in the city block in New York. So I just, you know, always went back home, as I call it, to the Dominican Republic when I needed a hit of my Latino culture and roots. But in the late 90s, I would get calls from the local hospital or from a farmer asking me if I would translate. And I thought, what on earth is happening? And one day, Bill, my husband, came home from his office and said he had just seen a Mexican migrant worker brought in by a farmer. And we were both really surprised. Come to find out that this underground population had been growing of migrant workers coming in from Mexico to work on dairy farms. And what really clinched it for me was when I got calls from schools, because some of these workers came with their girlfriends or wives, families. They had babies here. And these kids started to show up at the local public schools. And sometimes they didn't know any English, and we don't have the social services to deal with Spanish-speaking population in the state. And so I would get called, and I would go, and it would be such a strange situation. Here would be a little traumatized Spanish-speaking kid, which, of course, reminded me of myself when I was a 10-year-old immigrant. Meanwhile, the little American kids, they were not understanding this at all, why there were these people that their parents told them not to talk about that were working on their farm. And my activism comes through the telling of stories. And I thought, we really need a story here to understand what's happening to us. And that's how I came to write Return to Sender.
Well, you mentioned growing up in the Dominican Republic, and fans of your books will know your life story, but it is amazing, and it's worth recapping very quickly, that you lived the first 10 years of your life in the Dominican, but then you were forced to flee because of your father's involvement in political rebellion there, and you really, your lives were at risk. You came to the U.S. Do you tell that story to the migrant farm workers that you meet and work with, and does it inspire them in any way to hear that you did come here in such difficult circumstances? And then, of course, your great success as a writer. Does that inspire them at all?
Oh, you bet. I tell them how my papi, who arrived when he was 45 and had to make his life over again, how he worked 7 days a week, you know, keeping the office open so that his Spanish-speaking patients in Brooklyn, so that he could see them, stressing education for his daughters, all four of which became professional, and you can see they get it.
Do you think Vermont is generally a good place for migrant farm workers to be as compared with possibly other states and other parts of the U.S.?
There are issues, of course, and there are certain farms, and the word spreads about, you know, certain situations. But I have to tell you, I think the people in this state, basically, because we realize that we are so embedded in the farm culture, we realize that our small farmers are in trouble and they're trying to survive. And, you know, I feel like this has been a friendly state. As a matter of fact, some of the migrant workers that I talk to, they tell me that they could earn more money if they go back and do construction in North Carolina, or they go somewhere else and do something else in a more urban place, higher wages. But they like being here, especially ones with families. They feel that their kids are getting a good education, that basically we know we need them, and that you know, there is an opportunity in this state to begin to change things in a way that maybe in a state that is, they have a defensive policy set up. I think we're much more open and welcoming. At least this is what I've heard.
At the Peace and Justice event on Saturday, you'll be reading from a yet-to-be-published work, and I wonder if you would mind telling us just a little bit about that book without giving too much away.
Well, I will be reading from a story which I contributed to a wonderful new anthology just published by a new press by these young Vermonters called Green Writers Press, and it's a contemporary Vermont fiction dealing with all different, you know, themes in Vermont. And when they asked me if I would be part of it, they were going to just use an excerpt from Return to Sender. And I still have another little story in me to tell. So my story in the anthology is A Light Out, A Vermont Story in Five Voices. And in it, I have a migrant worker, his wife and his little girl, but I also have a farmer and his granddaughter. So each one comes into the story and tells a little part of it.
Julia Alvarez is the author of numerous books, including How the Garcia Girls Lost Their Accents, and she'll be reading on Saturday night in Burlington at an event for the Peace and Justice Center honoring migrant justice. Julia Alvarez, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much, Mitch.